There's an app for that, written by Thomas Cuba. Copyright 2017, Thomas Cuba. All rights reserved. Jake and Eddie sat side by side on the seawall that kept Pensacola Bay out of their parents' backyard. It was deep there, but never less than 10 feet, the water rising and falling 3 feet with each tide. Once a few years back, before his parents bought him a cell phone, Eddie had donned a mask and snorkel and jumped in. There were fish everywhere. The little ones, the minnows, pecked at microscopic creatures that crawled around over barnacles and the occasional oyster. Larger crabs, not big enough to eat, of course, scoured the crevices between the barnacles, looking for worms and small pieces of algae. And as expected, there were the grunts and snappers that cruised up and down the wall, occasionally grabbing a slow minnow. At the base of the wall, a pile of rocks made a small cave in which a medium-sized grouper had taken up residence. Jake and Eddie had tried and tried to catch that grouper, but failed each time, just as they would fail today. Jake had come out to the wall first and had dropped his line into the water just over where the paint mark on the seawall cap indicated that he would be directly above the grouper hole. He carefully let out 10 feet of line or so that his bait, a shrimp, would dangle close to the bottom, but not on it. Then he sat down and took out his phone. Eddie came out 10 minutes later, but Jake didn't notice. He was already deeply absorbed in a game known as Angry Rocks. The game had been developed in an attempt to revive the pet rock craze that had swept the national market, then fizzled. Like the pet rocks, the Angry Rocks didn't do anything either, but they all turned different colors depending upon what the player did to them. A rock thrown through a window glowed with a happy green color, while a rock set in the ground to mark off the edge of a garden glowed red. The player was supposed to see how many rocks he could make happy in a limited time. When Eddie sat down, he glanced at Jake and saw that he was absorbed. He knew that it was useless to say anything, so he put his pole down on the grass behind the wall and took out his own phone. Before he could begin to play a game, there was a ding that announced the arrival of a new text message. And so the two boys sat. On a warm but not hot Pensacola day, they sat at the edge of the bay, curiously not looking out over the water or looking down into the water or watching the fishing line to see if they were getting nibbles. Eddie hadn't even put his bait into the water. They missed the girls in bikinis who paddled by on their kayaks, even though both of the girls called to them and waved. When Eddie received the text message from the App Store, he didn't notice that he hadn't asked to be notified of a new app. He only noticed that there might be something else for him to download and play with. The hot link in the text read, "Having trouble fitting in? Feeling left out? Anger issues? Self-esteem need bolstering? There's an app for that, and it's free. Download it now." Eddie downloaded the app. Jake turned 3 rocks green in a row and giggled with glee. In less than 14 seconds, the app Eddie had downloaded had pushed its way up to the top layer of his open windows. The screen glowed a curious blue-green, drifting off into a deep purple, then back to a swirling mixture of yellows and reds. Eddie didn't know what was going on, but he couldn't take his eyes off of the display. He didn't try. He didn't want to look away or go back to his texting. The dancing and swirling colors were pleasant. Inside, however, Eddie could feel his emotional state begin to unsettle. Out of nowhere, memories of old wrongs that he had suffered months and even years ago came to the surface. One of them had made Eddie so angry that he'd even considered murdering his persecutor. If it hadn't been for a multiplayer online game that he'd promised to play, he might have gone through with it. The memories kept coming and Eddie became more and more unsettled. The more disturbed and angry Eddie became, the quicker the patterns on the screen swirled and changed colors, finally becoming iridescent. To Eddie, the glow seemed to jump off the screen and swirl like a tiny tornado of color. It swirled up and up and into his eyes. The tornado of emotions inside Eddie rose up too, and seemed to funnel out through his eyes to meet the tornado from the screen. The energy from these two tiny tornadoes mixed and intertwined, becoming as one. Eddie could feel his eyes become warm. They began to lose their shape. They loosened themselves from his eye sockets. The feeling crept back into his head and down his spine, radiating into his arms and legs, turning his brain and his bones soft and malleable. Eddie was absorbing the energy from the multicolored swirling tornado coming from the app. The energy was resonating inside him, loosening the bonds that held one cell of his body to the next cell, one molecule to the next molecule. The energy worked its way from inside his bones up to the surface of his skin. Eddie was becoming the energy. The mass of complex organic molecules that had once been Eddie had, in the space of less than 10 seconds, become energy. Energy that was being sucked back into the screen of the phone. When Eddie's hands turned to energy, he dropped the phone. It landed on the seawall cap, face up, and the last of Eddie's energy dove into it. A few seconds later, the screen turned a very pleasant aqua blue color and announced in a calligraphy-style script that the process was complete. "Want to change the world?" it asked. "There's an app for that. Selectively ridding the world of useless and dangerous people, one step at a time." The screen went blank. The app accessed Eddie's list of friends and sent them each a text message, then it turned off the phone. Jake grumbled as his phone emitted a soft ding, indicated that someone had sent him a high-priority text. This story and other short stories by Thomas Cuba can be found in the short story collection Jigsaw, which is available in both Kindle and Nook format, or in paperback and hardcover at barnesandnoble.com.